And we are back. Thanks for sticking with us. We were talking about the Motion Picture Association of America and their rating system. We got G, which is for everybody. PG, which is pretty much approved for everybody, but parents may want to explain certain things to their younger viewers. PG-13. PG-13 movies are pretty tame nowadays. Back in the 80s, when PG-13 was a new rating, you could get away with a lot in a PG-13 movie. But basically, that's the MPAA saying that people under 13 probably shouldn't watch this movie. But it's basically up to the parents. You have the R rating, which they say people under 17 shouldn't watch this movie without parental guidance. But this time, the general rule is you're not allowed to go see the movie by yourself unless you're 17 or over. It's not enforced 100%, but I have been in theaters where it was enforced, to the chagrin of the 13-year-old pimply-faced. I was about to say geek, but he was actually, this was like, I can't even remember. This was a year or two ago. This kid was having an argument with the ticket salesperson, because he was 13, wanted to go see an R-rated movie, and they were trying to card him. But yeah. I was about to say pimply face geek, but really he was more of a thug wannabe. So it was kind of funny. Then you have as NC-17. That basically means that if an NC-17 movie in the theater, it's actually, I believe it actually is illegal to sell a ticket to somebody 17 or younger. So even if you're with your parents, they're not going to let you into the movie for an NC-17 movie. That may have changed since I worked in the theater. I haven't worked at a theater since 1998, so that may have changed. And actually, I haven't seen a whole lot of NC-17 movies in a while come out, but that's the rating system. NC-17 used to be called X. And if you got the X, if you got an X rating, generally there was only a few theaters in a select in any given city that would run your movie, and those were the the horror community term would be grindhouse, which would be basically the movie theater of ill repute. Let's just say it that way. But now we have NC-17. Infamous examples would include Showgirls, A Dirty Shame, I think it's called, but it was a John Waters movie. And I'm sure there's a few others, but so that's our rating system. Ratings to release a movie in the United States, you don't necessarily need to submit your movie to the Motion Picture Association for a rating. But if you want your movie to be shown in a major theater chain, it is a requirement. Especially for like Cinemark or AMC or Regal, they're not going to run your movie unless it has an MPAA rating. You might be able to distribute your movie in small run theaters or indie theaters, but not chain theaters. Also, a lot of companies won't promote your film unless it has a rating. Distributors won't promote your film, or even distribute your film unless it was submitted to the MPAA for a rating. It's just basically it's business. So if you want your, if you want to get your film out there, get it past the indie theaters, yes, you must submit it for a rating. But it's not a requirement if you're basically only looking for a small run in the indie, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Basically, it just depends on how big you want your movie to get and how much money you have to spend on your movie. If you spend a lot of money on your movie and you want to see a return, and basically you need national distribution, you've got to submit it to the MPAA and basically do what they tell you to get the rating you want. And the thing about that is they can really be Nazis about that process. Okay, so let's talk about genre. You guys can guess my favorite genre. I am a horror fan. Huge horror fan, have been since I was a kid. And I talk about a lot here on Audio Boo. Still love horror. Anytime a horror movie comes to the theaters, I try to go see it. But you already knew that. I do like some science fiction and fantasy, maybe not as much now as I did back in the 80s and 90s when I feel like science fiction and fantasy were at the top of their game. And I will admit a lot of that is thanks to Star Wars. It really did set the groundwork for some great science fiction, some great fantasy that came out in the 80s and some in the 90s. But then again, I'm the one who will tell you that Star Wars also killed science fiction and fantasy in the 21st century. Because the Phantom Menace, I think, screwed everything up. And I think I've talked about that before, but some of my favorite films are fantasy films. Conan the Barbarian, the original, not the crap-ass remake that they made a few years ago. Lord of the Rings, three of my all-time favorite movies. I'm a huge Star Trek fan. Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, way up there on my list. Dark City, which came out in the 90s, was really, really good. District 9 and Pan's Labyrinth. The list goes on and on. I am an action fan and a comedy fan, but I think those are two genres that did have their heyday in the 80s. There were some good comedies in the 90s. I really think that comedy is kind of going dead these days. Every once in a while, a really good action movie will come out, but I really do think that comedy, action, comedy, science fiction, and fantasy, basically, the best time for those were in the 80s. As far as quote-unquote drama picks, it depends. It's not that I don't like them. I do have dramas in my collection. A lot of them are older. Some of them are older, I would say. But I'm not talking about quote-unquote chick flicks. I'm talking about any kind of dramatic movie. I think that with dramatic movies, it is really, really hard not to get wrapped up in itself and get melodramatic. And basically, melodrama is something that it makes me wince a little bit. So if that makes any kind of sense, I do like dramas. I do like dramas, but it's gotta, I don't know how to describe it. It's basically it. I don't know how to describe it. What quality it has to have. I mean, I would say that it has to be a good movie for me to like it, but that's kind of like, okay there, Captain Obvious. But anyway, that's my time. I thank you for listening. Yeah, I hope everybody's doing good. Pick your favorite adjective. Have that kind of a day.